Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Western Illinois University is implementing a furlough program for administrative employees who are not part of a bargaining unit. Tri-State Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
In a release, the Office of President Kristi Mindrup says the university still faces fiscal challenges. The furlough program is part of a plan to work toward long-term financial sustainability. The program will be in effect from February 1st through July 31st. It has three tiers. Administrators making $150,000 a year or more will be required to take three unpaid days off per month. Those earning $100,000 to $150,000 will take two unpaid days off per month, and those making $75,000 to $100,000 will take one unpaid day off each month. 89 employees are included in the furlough program, which will save Western nearly $500,000. Rich Egger reporting.
A Quad Cities state senator is the new chair of a committee that determines state education funding for Illinois' public schools, colleges, and universities. Rock Island Democrat Mike Halpin announced his appointment this week to lead the Senate Committee on Education Appropriations. He says he'll be focused on enacting recommendations from a new analysis of the Quad Cities by the Illinois Board of Higher Education.
Through the education and workforce analysis, we have a clearer vision of the needs and goals to better serve the residents in the Quad Cities. By being able to see where resources are needed to succeed, we are now able to continue leading the charge in investing into the future of our community.
The Senate Education Appropriations Committee helps determine state funding for primary, secondary, and higher education across the state. Halpin is in his first term representing Senate District 36, which stretches from Rock Island County to Macomb. Republicans on an Iowa Senate panel have advanced a bill that would require teaching about fetal development starting in elementary school. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
The bill requires showing students a computer-generated video of human development in the womb starting in first grade. Similar bills last year would have required the use of a video produced by an anti-abortion group that critics say is medically inaccurate. Johnston High School student Genevieve Weiss says she's opposed to the bill because it mandates misinformation about human development.
When students are given false information, it leads to confusion and hinders the understandings of important concepts. This not only affects their academics, but their ability to make informed decisions about their future.
Abortion rights opponents support the bill. They say it's important to educate kids about fetal development so they can understand the impact of their future choices around pregnancy and abortion. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Rock Island County is preparing to open its own fleet management department. The new service center will be in downtown Rock Island at the former Ace Muffler Clinic on 4th Avenue. Fleet Management Department Director Ron Finley says the center will maintain all of the county's nearly 200 vehicles. Each department previously had to outsource repair services.
The big thing about opening the fleet department is preventive maintenance, so we can keep an eye on all the cars, the sheriff's department cars and all the other department cars when they need all these different services.
Finley says he expects the department will be up and running by this spring. Rock Island County's new fleet repair shop is paid for by federal pandemic recovery funding. The city of Dubuque is expanding its administrative staff with a new full-time project and facilities manager position. The city council approved the addition on Tuesday. Fourth Ward Representative Kathy Weithel says the new manager is needed to handle new grants and contracts and maintain projects and infrastructure.
I want people to know that we don't just throw an FTE in our routine meetings to add a person to our staff. We do it very rarely, but when we do it with quite a bit of intention.
The city is planning to fill the new position by mid to late March. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.